The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, we're here working the day before Thanksgiving.
Slave drivers.
Yes. It's slave drivers. You're horrible.
I know.
Hello.
So, lots of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Sunday night was the global broadcast of Elton John's last concert on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it was. I can't believe Elton's retiring. I can't. I'm sorry.
He's 73. He's retiring, and Ringo and
73 is 75.
Or 75, and Ringo and Paul are still going.
Yeah.
And I got kind of disappointed.
I know. Same here.
He mentioned Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But he didn't mention his best buddy in the world.
No, he didn't.
The late John Lennon. I expected, you know, something to come out of there, like Lucy in the Sky or Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
Or Imagine. You know.
I mean, he could have told a story about John, how he came to L.A. for, you know, the lost weekend
lasted 16 months.
There you go. And
produced Walls and Bridges with exactly. Elton John and Whatever Gets You Through the Night, which went to number one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, come out on when Elton had a Thanksgiving Day concert.
Yeah.
In New York City that John Lennon promised he'd come to, and he did, but
yeah.
We took care of all that on Tuesday.
Exactly.
If you listen to the Beatles Forever, we played a lot of the stuff that yes. wasn't played at the Elton John concert. And a programming note for that, next Tuesday on the Beatles Forever,
yeah.
we kind of jumped the gun a little bit,
yeah.
but next Tuesday, the 29th, on the Beatles Forever, we will be paying tribute to the late George Harrison.
Yeah.
Who died November 29th, 2001.
Yeah, we went ahead and jumped
the whole
gun.
Show.
We jumped the gun like a week early and went ahead and, oops, sorry,
didn't,
guys.
Didn't check the calendar. The whole show should be pretty much mostly George Harrison tunes.
Yes.
And some interviews and some other stuff like that.
Yes.
And then the week of December 8th will be the 47th, something like that. Tribute to John Lennon.
Yes.
Somebody wants to do the math, 1980 to 2023. 440, 45, something like that. 43, 44. But that'll be the week of December 8th on the Beatles Forever Live.
We'll, 45.
We'll pay tribute to the late John Lennon again.
The man was 40 years old when he was killed.
Right. But you go by his, you know, 1981 is year one of his death. So mm-hmm. you figure, you know, from 1980 to 2023, 45 or something like that.
You can't do math.
You're right. I can't do math. That's why I'm a DJ at a radio station, because I can't do math. If I could do math, I'd be doing something else. I don't have to do math here. I just have to push buttons.
Same here.
sweetie. We've been together 42 years, so it would be like 43.
I said 45, give or take.
I was close.
Yeah.
You can't even remember any of it.
It was in a ballpark. It was in a ballpark there.
I was close.
Sort of.
Sort of. In that area. Not quite sure, huh?
Anyways,
today's show, we're going to do something really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to mention the fact that the spit guard's gone?
Well, but you can if you want. Oh, by the way, before she mentions that, thank you to everybody who donated for the one-day fundraiser here at WTBR-FM.
Yes, thank you.
We did reach our goal.
Yay!
So thank you to everybody that donated to the station.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So, yeah,
so much.
Missing our salad spit guard is gone now. I didn't notice that. You noticed that when we came in. It's been here so long. It's been here since COVID when we were able to come back to the studio. We had the spit guard in place now. Now the spit guard is gone.
I should have just reached over and slapped him, and then maybe he would have realized.
I was so used to seeing the plexiglass spit guard here.
How could you not? You should have been able to see yourself.
I don't pay much attention to it anymore. It's been here so long.
Mom,
you know, just,
it's been here so long, it's like second nature. You just come in and sit down and boom, there you go. You know?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you look up, realize there's no reflection or you're like, oh, crap, it's gone.
So this is our first show without the spit guard.
In 2 years.
Since the pandemic, so that's almost 3 years. So today...
Yes, sir.
The topic of our show is we're going to talk about stars and guest stars who starred on other shows and guest starred on other shows.
Ah, cool.
For example, George Clooney, who played Doug Ross on ER.
Yes.
Got his guest starred on.
Well, actually got a start on.
Got his start on Roseanne when he played Booker.
Yes.
He was still a pervert then.
And then he went on to guest star with him and Nola Wiley on an episode of Friends. Noah Wiley, who played John Carter.
Yes.
So that's how this is going to go.
And what did they do? They played doctors.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
That's not a far stretch.
So let's start. I don't know where we want to start. We just started with that. Let's.
I'm thinking. Oh, Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc got his start on Married with Children when he played
Vinny.
Vinny, Christina Applegate, who played Kelly's boyfriend.
Yes. And then he went on to become Joey Tribbiani.
Then he turned into Joey Tribbiani.
I mean, that's pretty cool. You know,
the little kid, Russell.
Yes.
From
Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is none other than Johnny Galecki, who played David on Roseanne.
And Leonard on, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Yes. Also, they had a guest star in there, too. They had Sarah Gilbert.
And Laurie Metcalf.
Well, Laurie played Sheldon's mother.
Yep.
So
but Laurie Metcalf,
kind of weird.
Laurie Metcalf, who played Jackie and Roseanne, guest starred on a few episodes of the Big Bang Theory, as well as Sarah Gilbert, who played Darlene in Roseanne, and now the Connors.
Yes. And she was on Big Bang Theory. Oh, there's a few of them that were on there.
Actually, Sarah did one other thing, too.
She's on ER.
Yeah, she played on ER.
Yeah.
Yeah, the later episodes.
Yeah, she was one of the nurses, and I believe one of the... No. One of the
and
doctor
and the guy who played Van on Reba...
Oh, yeah, Steve something. I can't think
Steve
of
Howie.
Steve Howie, yeah.
Guest starred on ER.
Yes, he did. He played a football player. Wasn't much of a threat.
The guy who played Brock on Reba.
Yes.
Guest starred on ER.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The guy who played Captain Benjamin Franklin Pierce on MASH. Alan Alda. Guest starred on ER.
Yes, who's Gabe?
Liv from NCIS, Special Victims Unit.
Olivia. Got her start.
Mariska Hargitay got her start on ER.
Yes.
Yes,
She was Mark Green's girlfriend.
Her name was Cynthia.
Cynthia Harper, yes, who was Mark Green's.
And has anybody, I know we have, but I'm going to ask Carol, have you seen the commercials with the guy in the white suit,
For what?
The commercial that,
you're
the Cleans Clothes commercial.
Oh, the Persil commercial.
The Persil commercials. There's a guy in a white suit and he's chasing
deep voice.
Deep voice chasing his chick down, says that about the diamonds. That is Mr. Mariska Hargitay. That's Mariska's husband. Yeah, he's got the white suit on. He talks about cleaning stuff and the yeah, that's
they met on the set of
Mr. Mariska Hargitay.
There is a few big actors that actually went ahead and guest starred on freaking Special Victims Unit. Let me see. John Stamos went ahead and...
Who's also on ER?
Who is also on ER.
From Full House?
Yep, from Full House. Ron Williams was on there. Yes, Robin went ahead and
he was
played.
He was
photographer.
Yes, that lost his cuckoo.
And Robin Williams and Billy Crystal guest starred on an episode of Friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Who else? Oh.
Remember Popeye?
Yes.
Remember
yes.
the movie Popeye?
Yes.
Girl who played Olive Oil. Her name was Shelley Duvall.
Yes.
Her father is
Robert
Duvall, who played in the original
Hawkeye.
Movie of MASH is Hawkeye.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Crap, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
because Elliot Gould played Trapper John.
Yes.
Robert Duvall played Frank.
Robert Duvall played Frank.
Elliot Gould played Trapper John right. in
Donald
the movie.
Donald Sutherland
played Hawkeye.
Thank you.
So, yeah, Robert Duvall was Frank Burns.
Yes.
In the original movie of MASH. And the only one to... And who's the only actor to come from the movie to the series?
Gary Berkoff.
Walter Radar O'Reilly. Gary Berkoff. The only one from the movie to come to the series.
Yes.
A couple other people from the Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Sarah Gilbert.
Thank you. Was on her. Yeah, she was on there for an episode. Lacey Gorin was also on there from...
Yes, she was.
Lacey Gorenson, who played Becky on Roseanne.
Yep, she was on there. And,
Well, I have one.
One who played Carol. She was a lawyer.
Oh.
Who happens to have gone ahead and played a lawyer also on ER.
Juliana Margulies. That's the one who played Carol on ER is Juliana Margulies.
And also on top of that, And also...
That's who played Carol on ER.
Right. No, Carol on Friends, rather.
Yeah.
She was also, yeah, Carol from Friends.
No. Carol's job on Friends was not a lawyer. She was a teacher. Carol was a teacher.
Yeah, but she's talking about on SVU.
SVU, yeah, she played
and
a lawyer.
The other chick from Friends...
the one who played Susan.
Susan...
Was in ER.
Was in ER.
Yes.
And then you remember, because you called us while we were grocery shopping, when you were watching Friends, or not Friends, Law and Order.
Oh, Special Victims Unit.
Uh-huh. And you turn around and you says, good God almighty, did we know that Adam Driver was on it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't even think
Jason.
Melanie knows that.
Yeah.
Adam Driver, who's famous for Kylo Ren... In the Star Wars trilogy, the later three movies.
And he's from Gucci.
Was on House of Gucci.
House of Gucci, Last Duel.
Was on, I don't think anything ever brought that up to Melanie, that Adam Driver was on.
Trust me, she probably knows.
Special Victims Unit.
Oh, trust me, she probably knows. I know Natasha knows because she drives me nuts every time the episode's on. Oh my God, it's on! Oh my God, it's on! Girl, calm down, he played a stalker in that. Calm down.
And of course, MASH set off some well-known actors, not well-known back then, but well-known now.
And it wasn't only Special Victims Unit either. He was also on the original Law and Order, too.
Yeah. So for MASH, we got guest starring with Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Ronnie Howard. George Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers.
Yes.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Famous, the comedian.
Leslie Nielsen. Oh.
From the Airplane movies.
Yes. Pat Morita
from Karate Kid, and he got his start on Happy Days.
Yeah.
When he played Al's character on Happy Days.
Yes.
And the young blonde boy who had to go ahead and take care of the boy that had the mental delay. The mental delay, yes. He happened to have played in the movie Grease.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot which.
And then, of course,
played,
we have to talk about.
He played Dooley.
Then we have to talk about the movie that launched careers of stars.
Yes.
None other than the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Of course.
Launched the careers of Tim Curry, who played Dr. Frankenfurter. Susan Sarandon.
Who played Janet.
Barry Bostwick.
Who played Brad.
Meatloaf.
Of course.
Michael O'Day.
Who was Eddie.
And Richard O'Brien.
Yes.
And as of late, if anybody saw Men in Black 2...
No, it was the original.
Men in Black. When Will Smith had to go talk to Frank, the little pug,
yeah,
the guy that's in the newspaper booth, mm-hmm. That's Riff Raff, Richard O'Brien,
yes.
With more makeup on.
And Will went ahead and made a comment. Oh God, that guy's definitely an alien, like that to Tommy Lee Jones. Didn't know that the alien was actually Frank, but okay.
If you don't like that, you can kiss my furry little butt.
Yes, unfortunately, you know that line very, very, very well from Frank.
Hey, our next door neighbor's a little pug.
We just saw, who did we just see? The chick that played for Reba that was married to Brock. We just seen her on a show.
Barbara Jean. Yeah, she was on her.
She was on Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing.
Reba was on Last Man Standing.
Launched, had some guest stars in it. Reba McEntire. Patricia Richardson, who played Tim's wife from Home Improvement.
Yes.
Your buddy, JTT.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas
from the original Lion King and from Home Improvement. Guy who played Al Borland.
Yeah.
Richard Klein. And the guy who played Harry.
Yes.
From the hardware store,
all guest starred on Last Man Standing.
And also the queen of country music, Miss Dolly Parton.
Miss Dolly Parton. Here's some trivia for you. The latest Mandy. Michelle McCook.
Yeah.
Her mother starred in Battlestar Galactica in 1978.
Yeah.
Lorette Spang.
Cassiopeia, right?
Who played Cassiopeia. Her daughter was the new Mandy on Last Man Standing, the tall blonde.
Yeah.
Lorette Spang, Cassiopeia.
She liked the original Mandy from...
Thank you.
Yeah, we all like the original Mandy.
She's more believable.
But here's the deal. When Fox canceled, or when ABC canceled Last Man Standing.
Exactly.
I forgot her first name, because they both got the same name. Michelle Ephraim, or...
I think so.
The one that played the original Mandy.
Yeah, I forget.
They never thought it was going to come back, so she signed on to do other things.
Yeah.
So when Fox picked up Last Man Standing, Molly Ephraim, who played the original Mandy, when Fox picked up Last Man Standing, she was already doing something else and couldn't come back to Last Man Standing.
Yeah. I think I know what she's doing. She's doing the show on, I believe it's Hulu, that the one that plays Evie goes ahead and stars in too, because she was there with her. That's how she got that goal. Was because of that.
Interesting.
Just like the original Christian, the one who played the original Christian on Last Man Standing took off in like the third show.
Yeah.
The little thin brunette.
Yeah.
They got, what's her face? The one that played Kristen came from, I think, SVU. I think she was on SVU for a while.
I think so. I can't remember.
Can't remember.
I think so. I think it was SVU.
Can't remember.
Oh, I can't.
So what else do we got? There's got to be more out there than I'm thinking of.
Oh,
I'm thinking.
Did you know?
Did I know?
Okay.
And also,
think
of course,
Ian
McGregor and ER.
Think about it. We talked about this when I showed it to you from Facebook. Okay, from the Facebook post that they did. The pilot of Happy Days.
Oh, how I had the original.
Where's that?
Okay, the pilot from Happy Days.
Sorry.
They had an older brother.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. Whatever happened to his older
brother? He went upstairs and never came down.
Exactly. That's the stupid part. What's the matter? That
well, I mean, if we're
going to
get into that, that's
duh.
A whole other show completely. But let me bring one thing up. You mentioned Ian McGregor. Ian McGregor, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars films, in the later Star Wars films, in the earlier Star Wars films, in every Star Wars film except 4, 5, and 6.
He played Ian McGregor.
He played Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he also has the Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney Plus. He was on ER, a very young Ian McGregor.
Yes, yes. Very, very.
Where they robbed the store with his cousin, and it was just Carol there.
I think it was actually before the prequels, before.
It was way before the prequels.
Like a couple years before.
I mean, let's look at Ian McGregor's face on that show and then look at him on... there's a little bit... Phantom Menace.
No, not really not much of a difference between that and the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, and then later on, it would go ahead and be because the little boy that ended up playing the lady there who had cervical cancer, her son was no other than little Anakin.
Yes.
She was the
little
she was the,
kid
who
played Anakin
the,
in first.
Excuse
and
me, I'll be polite. The lady in evening. The lady of the evening that Dr. Green was treating, that had the ovarian cancer, that changed her life, and then she had two babies. Her son was the one who played little Anakin later on in the movie.
And we mentioned Dr. Green.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Whose big claim to fame wasn't ER.
No.
But it was a movie with Val Kilmer.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Top Gun.
Yep.
Yes, when you feel the need.
You feel the need for speed. He was in Top Gun.
Yes, there's Goose.
Yep. And the one, one of the guys.
Sorry.
There's Iceman, Wolfgang. There was Iceman, Wolfgang,
we got,
Maverick,
let's
Goose.
Go, we'll go through. Val Kilmer,
who went on
to play Batman.
Iceman.
Yep.
Got Anthony Edwards.
Who's Goose.
Goose.
From ER.
Yep.
You got Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible.
Maverick.
From a bunch of stuff. Tom Skerritt.
Yes.
From Space Camp.
Yep.
Who, I believe, went on to play Richard. Yes, he went on to play Richard. No, that's somebody different. Yes, somebody different.
Yep.
Richard. That was Tom Selleck that plays Richard on Friends.
Thank you, the Tom names got
Tom Skerritt and Tom Selleck don't look anything alike.
Tom, I mean, the name Tom got me confused.
Tom Skerritt. Tom Skerritt was from the movie Space Camp, where they launched kids into space.
Oh, okay, all right.
Tom Selleck is from Magnum P.I. Yeah,
thank you.
And Blue Bloods. Yes, he was on Friends,
I'm
too.
I'm sorry.
He was Monica's love
interest. Tom, okay, the name Tom and a mustache. I
ask Carol. Have you ever seen the Bruce Springsteen Dancing in the Dark? In the video, he brings somebody up on stage to dance with him. It's Courtney Cox from Friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
A very young Courtney Cox.
Yep.
Yeah, and that she went to the concert that I was filmed in, and they liked how she looked. And actually, I think she was that for the call for Friends, but actually she went for the role of Rachel.
She went for the role of Rachel.
And Jennifer Aniston wanted
to play Monica. And Courtney Cox wanted to play Rachel, and the producer said, no, it looks better the other way.
Yeah, it looked better reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
it was more believable.
Which, that brings me to another thing. It's a completely different subject, but it's another thing. When Ernie Sabella and Nathan Lane went to go read for Timon and Pumbaa. Nathan went to go read for Pumbaa. Ernie went to go ahead to go read for Timon. Same thing. The director went in, said it looked better, switched around, and they actually went in there and ablib everything and got the parts for Timon and Pumbaa.
And of course, the legendary voice of Mufasa.
Yes.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, we went ahead, we saw the live action one. Yes.
We watched the live action of Lion King. It was produced by Peter Ferrara. Peter Ferrara was the one on Friends who played Peter Beckman.
Yes.
Who was into the MMA and all that.
And Mosh 2.0.
Or 856, and the one who's doing all the Star Wars stuff on Disney Plus. He produced and directed this, and it wasn't bad. I mean, the scenes. I mean, they picked up the scenes. Everything was, you know, from the animated, you know, Pride Rock and all this other stuff. But they could have done better on casting.
Yeah,
we did get James Earl Jones to play Mufasa.
Yes.
Okay, well, we couldn't get JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, to play Little Simba because he's like 40 now.
Yeah.
And then they could have brought Matthew Broderick back.
Yeah.
For Big Simba.
Donald did a good job.
His father is Danny Glover from the Lethal Weapon series.
I was going to say, if you can't get it, and I've played but that movie so many times.
They could have brought Jeremy Irons back. He's not doing anything.
Jeremy wasn't doing anything at the time. And the thing is, he did tell John that I could come back and reprise my role.
Yeah.
All you got to do is say something.
We got almost here. It's almost out. But they couldn't bring back Madge Sinclair because Madge Sinclair is dead.
Yeah,
she played Sarabi on the original Lion King, and she voiced one of the dinosaurs in Dinosaurs.
Yeah,
that was the last thing she did.
Yes.
But they could have brought back, you know, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Unless, you know, she really is not doing anything and outside The View. They could have brought back Cheech Marin.
Yeah. Yes.
They could have brought back. Nathan Lane and Eddie Sabara.
Ernie Sabella.
Okay, we gotta go.
Yeah.
A half hour is up. We're watching the clock here, so we will continue this discussion next week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Have a good day.
Know your Berkshires will resume in January.
Eat lots of turkey. Have a happy one.
And we will see you guys after Thanksgiving. We are out of here. Yeah.